Yeah. All right, so like normal, this is just like a reflection on all of the things that you've done as part of your cast experience, which is a plentiful amount of stuff. And just talking about the whole thing as an entirety, like what's been good about it, what you've learned from it, et cetera, et cetera. Okay? It's not an interrogation circumstances. So talk to me about like what your like highlights have been of your like whole cast experience.
For grade 11 and 12? Okay. So I think the biggest highlights were probably my men's league for basketball, and also just basketball in the regular team season, because it was like the first time I actually was able to play like organized proper basketball where people actually took it seriously. And so that was like a big change for me, and it was the first time where I felt like it was like really competitive and like they made us work hard for it. And also the skill level was a lot higher than like I was used to before, so that kind of incentivized me to also work harder and perform better. And also another highlight I think was just like culture I'm at and all like the more creative side of it, so like all the music stuff. And that was also a big impact, because back in India I didn't have many opportunities for that. And so being able to like kind of explore like what the school had to offer and kind of see what piqued my interest and how well it catered toward what I like to do was also good for me, because then I figured out like what's my like forte and what I can work on and stuff like that. So yeah, I think mostly what I've done, I think, is I consider like a highlight.
Yeah, like this, when you look at all of this, you're like, actually, like, I enjoyed all of that. Like, yeah, everything was like really fun, and yeah, I had a good time. So like, if we go back to like the basketball for a second, like I remember you saying last time that you had felt like everything was like way more serious here, and like it was good because like I got the impression that like in your last school you were just like the best, and therefore it was just like,
yeah,
it wasn't like such a big deal, whereas here maybe you had to like work a little bit harder.
Yeah, it was just like, yeah, it was just like basketball is not a very big sport in India. And so like they only started making, we played probably 3 or 4 competitive games like a year. And so here it was like a lot more, and like I got to play a lot more, and that was why I was like, it was so much better.
Okay, so talk to me about like what you learned about yourself through playing basketball here in the last couple of years.
Yeah, I found like, I think coming here, I've got a lot more like patient. I feel like I've become more responsible in a sense, because before you didn't really have the opportunities to play many games, and so you know the teamwork skill or the communication skills, the collaboration, it wasn't really there. And coming here, I was able to build upon that, because I was able to play with people that also kind of like know how to play. And so and then we were all able to kind of work together. And then also I was able to, even in games that we lost and stuff before, I would kind of lose my cool, but now I was able to kind of like, you know, just look back and see how we could improve, and what I can do to improve. And then I would look at like video footage and also just see, you know, what are the mistakes that I made and how can I like amend them in the next go about.
So like becoming like more reflective like on your game and like, yeah, how you could like get, yeah, better as the course went on.
Yeah,
like,
and then, yeah, yes, okay. And then also like also responding to like the coaching more and like the advice that they give, because even in my old school we didn't really have a coach either, so just having that like coach player relationship was also like important, and it was the first time I ever really experienced something like that. So it was also like great to have like insight of someone that's from like an external point of view, being, yeah, like looking in, rather than just you being in the moment because you think that you're doing something one way well or something, but externally it could be something that's completely wrong. So yeah,
I guess it like any sport, right? Like it's different when you look at it like as a whole team versus like just like knowing what you're doing, then it's, yeah, like a different picture from the outside.
Yeah.
Do you take like films as well, like do you have like videos so that you can see like what you did, or not so much?
You mean like game footage? Yeah. And stuff? Yeah. So every game was, I think most of the games were recorded.
Okay.
And so even like a couple of days ago, I found some games in my old school, and I could just see like just like the difference in terms of like level competition, how I play, how I'm much more like cognizant of what I'm doing. Like, because before I used to just kind of stand around and wait until I get the ball. Because that's just how we ran things there. But here it's like, it's a lot more like movement and trying to get to open spaces and do things like without the ball in your hands, like setting screens and stuff and opening, yeah, up the floor. And so it's just like a whole like evolution of the game. And it's crazy because I thought I was doing all that before. But then looking back, I was like, what was I doing?
Just chilling.
Yeah, I wasn't even doing anything. So,
it sounds like you kind of like learned how to like play as part of a team more rather than just like being a good player.
Yeah.
Like being a good member of the team also.
Yeah.
Like how would the rest of your team describe you in basketball, would you say?
Here?
Yeah.
Oh, I think very, very diligent. And hardworking. I always push myself in the gym, and I always try and do like the best that I can. And then also quite cool, quite chill in the sense that I don't react much to like if we're playing in a game to people's like trash talk. I don't really react much if people are like screaming at us and stuff. Whereas like some of my other teammates last year used to like get really aggravated by it. And so I think because I'm able to kind of like keep calm. Like, I can, like, kind of assess the situation better and not make any really, like, rash decisions on the court. Even though sometimes I do, but it's not out of, like, it's not out of emotion. It's just out of, like, a poor decision-making sometimes. But it's something that I'm, like, consistently working on.
But that's something new, right? You made it sound like at the beginning, like, you made it sound like when you came here, you were quite emotional and quite, like, invested. Whereas, like, now you can, like, take a step back. Is that a new thing?
Or? I mean, it's not, like... emotional in the sense like not with the like before I used to get really upset with myself if I miss X amount of shots, if I turn over the ball, if I make a bad pass. But now it's more like, okay, I did this, so what can I do to make amends for that? Like, how can I, if I'm not doing well on like the offensive side, how can I help on the defensive side, or how can I do this for my teammates to, you know, help us win even without me contributing much to like the score on the board. And so it's like delegating like what I can do, because sometimes in a game like I'm just like missing shots and everything, and it does bother me, but I try and just like get out of my head, because what's the point, right?
Yeah.
And so that's kind of what I've been learning to do, and that's all come through like just playing, because before when I didn't have these qualities, it was like because I only play with myself, and I only like practice by myself, and that's basically it. I didn't have a chance to play with teams and kind of build this attitude. But now that I've got it, I've tried to like really harness this like environment and use it to like the best of my abilities.
Yeah, cool, awesome. It sounds like there's been like a lot of progress in the basketball stuff, and I imagine like moving into next year, like it sounds like when you get to like Cornell, this is going to be like a big part of your life,
hopefully,
right? Like, hopefully.
Yeah, I mean, coronavirus, that's fine.
But they must have like basketball leagues that are like all the way from like.
Yeah, I think so. But like, I know that they've removed like the hoops there. Like, they've physically gone and like undid like the
because of COVID?
Yeah. So it's pretty much a mess there.
You've got to remain optimistic that like life will regain some sort of normality at some point.
Yeah, I hope so.
But that does suck. Agreed.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. So you also touched on like the Culturama and all of like the music stuff. Like, what would you say was like the biggest like turning point in like your like in that realm for you over the last 2 years?
Yeah. I think in terms of the music stuff, it's always kind of been like a passion of mine. Like, I've always loved doing it. I learned the tabla and stuff when I was like 7 years old, and the guitar also when I was like 8. And so like I've always really enjoyed like instruments and all that stuff, but I kind of lost touch with it later on, because the thing is with me, it's not a very good quality. But before, like, I would not enjoy like the process of getting good at something, because I would be so bad at one point, and that really bothered me, because I don't like being bad at stuff. And so I kind of just like gave up. And so when I started actually like posting stuff, I was like, you know what, I don't really care how it sounds, this that, I just want to get better at it. And I found like having like date markers to show like my progress was a big deal. And I think like during lockdown, that's when like the quality of my stuff I think got a lot better. And that's because I was just able to like focus on it, and it was kind of just like I was learning so many techniques on like the digital audio systems and all that stuff, and I was just generally getting better, and I was able to make more complex things, which which would have never been able to happen before. It's like a fully a cappella video and all. Like, I would not have been able to do that without, like, learning some stuff. And also having my brother there to help was also a big deal. But I also, like, ensured to myself that I wouldn't be too, like, dependent on, like, his knowledge, because I wanted, like, it's like a pride thing for me, because I wanted to do it by myself as well and not just rely on, like, other people's help. And so I also made, like, my own original song, and I posted it on Spotify. And that was, like, a really, like, proud moment for me, because I was able to, like, make something from completely scratch without any external help. And it was, like, all the techniques that I learned in the last, like, year and a half that I was able to, like, kind of come together. And, like, granted, it wasn't perfect, but it was, like, a good representation of my work. And, like, like, putting, like, it really takes, like, a lot of hours to, like, kind of perfect it in a way, because there's so many little details that I work on. And, you know, it's just that process of thinking it over and over again, what I can do to change it to make it sound better, or how can I mix it better, or make the volume a bit higher, change the frequencies and all that stuff. So it's just, like, that whole process that I love doing, but it was, like, really, like, rewarding for me.
Yeah, it sounds amazing. Yeah. Like, and you had the time to do it, like, and spend a lot of time with your brother and, like, learn all of the techniques and stuff and get it out there on Spotify. Like, how did it feel to, like, press that, like, final button?
It's pretty weird. it's pretty weird. It's because, like, you see, like, it's just weird, because something that you, like, put so much time into is just, like, it's, like, out there now.
Mm-hmm.
And the thing is, Spotify isn't like YouTube, where you can just, like, or Instagram, where you can just upload stuff. It actually has to go through, like, a full, like, it's like an audit, basically. Like, they check the song and they check the lyrics and all this stuff. So it makes it feel a lot more, like, professional in a sense.
Yeah.
And so that feeling was kind of, it's kind of weird. Like, it was odd to just click the button and then have it, like, upload. And so, but when it came out, like, I was like, and, like, the response was, like, overwhelmingly positive and stuff. So it was great. Yeah.
Yeah. And, like, I feel like this has kind of, like, resonated through, like, both of the things that we've talked about, in that, like, rather than being, like, perfect at stuff, you've kind of, like, got to the point where you're like, I just need to be getting better.
Yeah.
Like, and if you talked about, like, looking at, like, your basketball games from, like, your old school and, like, comparing and being like, oh my god, like, this is so much better. And it sounds like you've been doing the same for your music, being like, oh, this is getting better. Like, of course it's still not perfect, but, like, if I keep working on it, it gets better. Yeah. So, like, do you feel like you've just got better at dealing with the fact that, like, it's never going to be perfect?
Yeah, I think that was, like, the biggest thing that I had to do. And it was less so for the basketball, because, like, basketball I've been, like, diligently working at since I was, like, 6. And, like, back then, I don't remember how bad I was. So I didn't have, like, really much conscience about that. I just played because I loved it.
Yeah.
But with music, it's something more, like, a lot more personal in general. Mm. Because it's not, like, there's something very different with sport and music. Because music is something that is generally, you know, played in like the protection of your room and, like, all by yourself and everything, whereas sports, you're just out there, like, playing with your friends, whatever, and no one really cares. But music has that kind of sense. So for basketball, it was a lot less, because, like, I always, like, I was able to really, like, get better just throughout the years. And so when I got here first, I was still, like, I was a good individual player. It was just getting into that team atmosphere that was different. But for music, it was completely different, because, like, I was too, like, nervous to, like, even, you know, sing to myself or, like, play, like, songs and stuff in front of people. And so I was never really able to get that, like, practice. And so from going to that to posting things online for whoever wanted to see it was a big step. And so even when I first started, I thought it was okay. But then now looking back and, like, what I've created now is, like, oh, God, like, why did I post that?
But you kind of have to have the old stuff to see how far you've come.
Yeah, exactly.
Right?
Yeah.
You have to have it. Like, it doesn't make it, like, a bad thing. It just, like, has to exist.
Yeah, and it's, like, it's kind of like a motivation thing, because, like, when you see, it's hard to see progress from each, like, if I had posted something yesterday and then I posted something, like, 2 weeks ago, it's hard to see the progress. But when it's, like, compiled over, like, a year, and then you see, like, when you started, and then you see, like, a really, like, a noticeable gap, and it's like, oh, I didn't know that, you know, I got that much better.
Yeah.
And it's, like, kind of, like, motivation. Oh, I should, like, keep this going. Because, like, I can see, I can, like, tangibly see, like, how, like, I'm getting better. And it's like, it's a really great feeling to, like, to have, yeah.
So next year, your priorities are really, like, continuing with some kind of music
stuff.
And can you see yourself joining any of these, like, groups again next year? Like, that type of, like, collaborative musical or dance experience next year?
Yeah, I think next year I'm definitely going to do basketball, but I can't really play for the school even if I wanted to. And that's because like they only do scouting from high school, so only from U.S. high school, so you can't just walk on and try out. So that's not allowed. But I want to do like one step down, which is like intramurals, so it's like club basketball. So I'll probably do that. And then for music, I look at some like a cappella groups and all musical groups and stuff.
Awesome.
And so that's gonna be like fun to join. But obviously all auditions and stuff, so I have to get in first.
I reckon those like those basketball teams are probably still like way solid in terms
of
it's not like you're joining like a really bad like B team, right?
No,
it's like still
no,
exceptional
really,
quality.
Yeah, yeah.
The
US
is a big sport in the US.
Yeah, it's really like insane.
Yeah, amazing. Yeah. Awesome. Done.
All right.
Good job, you've